matter the circumstance, no matter the obstacle, so many of us today are living in a position of fear, doubt, and worry. Is that you? It may not feel like it right now, but trust me, God is about to make a way for you.
Hey, welcome to the Hope Baptist Podcast for July 14th, 2019. Today, Pastor Dave will continue his study in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, Heroes of Faith. And yes, he will explain how God will make a way for you. Afterwards, check out our website at HotonBaptist.org. A lot of information about the church and goings on at the church. Also, if you're in the area visiting, stop by Houghton Baptist. We'd love to have you. You can come as you are. And also, if you're just looking for a church, stop by Houghton Baptist as well. We'd love to have you, too. Enjoy the podcast and have a great day.
Amen. No other reason, no other way. I mean, you guys are kind of special people and all, but God has just chosen to do a miraculous work through us and in us. Amen? I didn't plan for a soaked shirt. Can I preach in a t-shirt? Would you guys judge me if I preach in a t-shirt? I'm just kidding. All right, let's pray, and then we're going to get into teaching time this morning. Okay? Father God, we so thank you for lives coming to know you, that your grace is sufficient. The purpose of this ministry is to see people come to know Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Dan and Katie. God, as they have begun their walk with you, Lord, would you work? Would you strengthen? Would you protect? Lord, I pray that this body of Christ would look down their row and mentor and disciple and love people in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you would raise us up. God, I pray that this morning that you would meet us in the midst of our trials, our chaos, our brokenness. God, that you are present. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak mightily through me. Open up our hearts to hear what you have for us. Encourage us in the faith this morning. God, we're in desperate need of you. More of you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 2 weeks in a row, getting all emotional. Not a good thing. The title of my message this morning is A Way Out. Everybody say, A Way Out.
A Way Out.
18 years ago, I was involved in a head-on collision. I had just gotten into a fight with my mom, which happened often, about which way I should take to my training. We lived in Munising, and the training was in Marquette. I wanted to take the quicker route, the route that I knew. She wanted me to take the long way around. Remember, this has happened at 6 in the morning. She wanted the safer route. We all know what I did. I went the route that I wanted to go. Sound familiar? It was about 7 in the morning, and it was snowing really hard, so much so I couldn't see anything as I was driving. So I crossed over into the other lane without realizing it. The next thing I knew, there were headlights coming towards me. I remember the sound and the jolt of the accident like it was yesterday. When I came to, I realized what had happened, and instantly I started looking for injuries on myself. The impact was so hard. I had to be hurt. I just had to be. The car was demolished. Every window in the car had blown out. Glass everywhere. The rear end basically was gone. Thankfully, I was wearing my seatbelt that day. Amen? After I fought my way through some of the mess, I looked up and there was a Good Samaritan running towards me, screaming, "Are you okay? Are you all right?" Once he got there, we decided the best way for me to get out was to climb through the driver's side window, sitting there right in the middle of the highway, just waiting to be hit again. No other way to escape. No other way out. This was it. Friends, I shouldn't even be here today. You with me? The accident was that bad. But I walked away with just a few scratches and cuts on my face, a little bit of glass in my hair and in my eye. That was it. I had escaped death at 20 years old. God protected me. God protected me. God made a way for me. Amen? Today we'll look at one of the most famous stories in all of the Bible, the parting of the Red Sea. I mean, this is it, church. How many have heard this story before? Most of you, right? We laugh and chuckle, but we forget that there are unchurched and lost people in our church, right? That haven't heard these stories before. A story that proves that God has the ability to make a way where there is no way. Amen? Moses will teach us today to believe in the impossible. No matter the circumstance, no matter the obstacle, so many of us today are living in a position of fear, doubt, and worry. Is that you? Right? In places where it seems like there's no way out, we've done all we can do. You been there? We've done all we can do. We've thought of everything that we could think of. And now we're in a place where God can do His greatest miracle in each of us. A place of helplessness, a place of hopelessness, a place of humility. Friends, this is a good place to be. You with me? It may not feel like it right now, but trust me, God is about to make a way for you. Hebrews 11:6 says this, "Without faith," everybody say, "without faith, it is impossible to please God." In other words, church, without difficult seasons, positions, and places, we wouldn't have the opportunity to exercise our God-given faith and please God. A little doubt, fear, and worry can be a good thing. Why? Because it drives us to the feet of Jesus Christ. Right? Amen? It drives us to prayer, to faith, and to miracles. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 27 through 29. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 27 through 29. Man, I'm excited about today's text. Are you? You guys ready? One ready? Everybody say yes.
Yes.
All right, let's go. It says, "By faith," everybody say, "by faith," "he left Egypt behind, not being afraid of the king's anger, for he persevered." How important is that? "For he persevered as one who sees him who is invisible. By faith, he instituted the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, they crossed the Red Sea as though they were on dry land." I love that. "When the Egyptians attempted to do this, they were drowned." Let's stop there. First thing I want you to notice is the promise that God made to Moses and his people. The promise. Notice God didn't give them the way out just yet. Only the promise. Exodus 6, 6 through 8 says this, and we read it this morning to start. "Therefore, tell the Israelites, I am Yahweh, and I will deliver you from forced labor and free you from slavery. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and great acts of judgment. I will take you. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. You will know that I am Yahweh your God, who delivered you from the forced labor of the Egyptians. That's what it says next. I will bring you to the land that I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a possession. I am Yahweh. These are promises. You with me? These are promises. Promises don't expire. Write that down. Promises don't expire. There's no expiration date on God's promises to us. Amen? In other words, if God has promised you something, it will happen. Everybody say, it will happen. That doesn't mean it will happen on your timing or even the way you expect it to happen, right? But it will happen. It will happen. God, Yahweh, made a promise to His people, and He kept it. We have a God who keeps His promises. The Bible says that He heard their cry. He heard the cries of His people, saw their oppression, and responded in deliverance. God gave Moses instructions from a burning bush to go back and deliver His people. Friends, this was a huge undertaking. You with me? But Moses did what God asked him to do. He faced Pharaoh. He did have a little help though, right? But he went back. We talked about last week, heroes go back, don't they? Heroes go back. He demanded that His people be let go. Most of you know what happens next. There was a series of plagues. Plagues. Nasty stuff. Have you read your Bible lately? Frogs. Frogs, flies, locusts. You know, things like that. Yummy stuff, right? That God unleashed on Egypt to back up His promise. To force the hand of Pharaoh. And so finally, after all the plagues, after all the discussion, Pharaoh finally released the Israelites. Friends, God was moving. You with me? God was moving. God was working. God was making a way for Moses and His people. Exodus 13, 17 through 18 says, when Pharaoh let the people go, you're going to love this. God did not lead them along the road to the land of the Philistines, even though it was nearby. In other words, our closest route is not always the best route. God had other plans for Moses and the Israelites. Sometimes, church, we force God's hand in the area of provision or blessing, don't we? Or we demand the closest route. You know what I'm saying? You ever throw that adult temper tantrum? You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we get frustrated with our little ones, and yet as adults, we're like, we want the closest route. The one nearby. Just look at our culture for a second. We have the shortest attention span of any time period. Amen? We live in a place where we are confined to 140 characters. Actually, they just doubled it. Give people more room to tweet, to write. You with me? High-speed internet, quick downloads, fast food, Walmart pickups. Can you believe, church, we now can order food, our groceries online, and this is amazing stuff, right? I mean, my wife has done a lot of the grocery shopping, right? But you can call and order it online, and somebody will actually grocery shop for you. We can't even walk anymore in the grocery store. Just press a button. I saw a commercial last night, had the face recognition for iPhones. The guy's laying in the chair, and he just kind of lifts up and just kind of looks at it, unlocks his phone, and then lays back down. And I thought, what have we become? Touch screens aren't enough? Face recognition? Are you kidding? But this is the day and age that we live in. We're the same way with God. Are we? We don't want to put the work in. We want it done for us. Done for us. We don't want to wait either. You guys enjoy waiting on God? Mm-mm. We want to order online and pick up 30 minutes later. We joke on Sunday morning, but you know you guys are ordering online when it comes to God. Come on, 20 minutes? You haven't answered that yet? God, you haven't taken care of it? I still feel the way I feel? You haven't answered my prayer, my petition, my request right now? You know what I'm saying? Yep. Yep. That's all of us. Don't judge me. That's me too. The Israelites were led the long way around for a reason. God had a reason. It was best for them. They might not have liked it. We'll see in a bit where they complained a little. But it was best for them. Best for them. God knew. God knew if they had faced the Philistines in battle, they would have changed their mind. Isn't that heartbreaking? After God led them out of Israel or out of Egypt, that they would change their mind. Their faith would be shaken if they battled it out with the Philistines. In other words, church, they weren't ready for what was ahead. God knew better than they knew themselves. The same is true today. There's things, listen up, there's things that we're not ready for. You with me? There's things we're not ready for. Regardless of our faith, regardless of what we believe, or years we've walked with Jesus Christ, there's things we're not ready for. Listen to what it says. The people, this is God speaking to Moses, the people would change their minds and return to Egypt if they face war. So he led the people around toward the Red Sea, along the road of the wilderness. The scenic route. You guys enjoy the scenic route in your walk with God? Stop lying. Friends, God had a plan in place, did he not? God had a plan in place. Moses didn't even know the full plan, what was going to happen. They were moving and walking by faith. The Red Sea was part of the plan. The long way around was part of the plan. See, church, the Red Sea would serve as a roadblock for the Egyptians and the Israelites. And God had already made a way. He had already made a way. Not around it, not over it, but through it. Everybody say, through it.
Through it.
Say it again, through it.
Through it.
Much better. That's the way that God works. The God that I serve, amen? Not around it, not over it, but through it. Through it. I wonder how many this morning have been trying to figure things out yourself. God, I got this. Man, I know you're drawing me closer. I know that you want me to confide in you and trust you. But God, I'm trying to figure things out. How many here this morning trying to force things in life? Trying to make it happen. How's that working out for you? Not good, right? Anybody succeeding in here at doing that without God? I didn't think so. I was going to get you free coffee. It doesn't work out, does it? And yet we try over and over and over and over again. Why? Why do we do that? All right. We fail often when we do that, don't we? Man, God just wants us to trust Him. Trust Him. Let Him work. Isn't that the hardest thing for us as believers, to let God? God. Just work. No, God, I got this. God, let me help you. We looked at that with Sarah. Let me help you with the promise. Let me help you with the miracle. When God just wants us to let Him work. Let God, listen up, church. Let God do the heavy lifting in your life. Everything that's weighing you down, those burdens, that baggage, let God carry it for you. You get a lot further. you'll get a lot further. Trusting God doesn't mean that we'll have every piece of the puzzle. Nope. Or He'll tell us every detail. I'm a detail guy. I want to know details. God, when? When is this going to happen? When can we do this? God. Give me the details. Give me more information. I want to know the date. I want to know the time and place that you're going to show up and answer my prayer. God, give me the details. Now. I ordered online. Right? God doesn't work that way. I wish He did. Anybody else wish He did? But He doesn't work that way. He says, trust me through it. Trust me through it. Trusting God, believing Him for more, regardless of your current situation. Anybody else going through something really difficult? Yeah. It's hard to trust God. Anybody else's lives just a little bit of a mess? Come on, just raise your hand. Make me feel better about my life. Right? Trusting. I bet just getting here this morning was difficult for some of you. Maybe all of you. I know it's part of your routine. It's part of what you do, what you believe in. But I bet for some of you, it was difficult. It was difficult. It was for me. Just to be here. I kept telling the enemy, you will not win. You will not win. Trusting God when He doesn't give us all the pieces and information and details is difficult. Believing and trusting that God has it all figured out. You may be clueless, but God is not. God is not. He's carved a path out for you, making a way. Yeah, but Pastor, I've got this in my life. This is my roadblock. This is my obstacle. Yeah, but. He still made a way for you. He still made a way for you. Moses would soon have to believe these very same things and trust God. Walk by faith. Trust God. Take another step. Trust God. You with me? Because a roadblock was coming. A roadblock was coming. Pharaoh regretted his decision that he let the Israelites go. And so he went after them with his entire army. The enemy had changed his mind. He had reversed his decision. Isn't that like our enemy? Isn't that like life? We're headed in a direction, believing things are a certain way, when all of a sudden the enemy picks back up where he left off with you. Doesn't he? Trying to take you out. Trying to take you out. Slow you down. Delay time on the path. Delay God's promise. Delay God's way out for you. 600 plus chariots were now chasing down the Israelites. There was no hiding place big enough to provide shelter, so they kept moving forward by faith. The army was gaining ground. Can you imagine the fear looking back and seeing them? The Bible says they were now boxed in. Isn't that good? All part of the plan. All part of the plan. They didn't see it. They felt trapped, didn't they? I wonder how many of us this morning feel or have felt boxed in before. Five people? No way out. No options. No options. No escape. Trapped. You been there? Just trapped. The people of God, they started to complain. Never happens in today's church. You with me? They started to complain. They started to doubt their decision to move forward in faith. Get this. They started to regret following Moses. Remember, he spent 40 years away from Egypt. He had to deal with some things. He went back to obey God and deliver his people. And now he leads these people out of bondage, and they start to complain about his leadership, the direction, where they're going, what they're doing. After all he had done for them, when I read the text like that, I can sympathize with Moses. Have anybody else been in leadership in here? Three, a deep amen. We've got to pray for him back there. You can just hear the wear and tear on his voice. If you've been in leadership, you can understand and relate to this, because you do your very best. You move forward. You try to make right decisions. And then there's murmuring and complaining, and it's never good enough. Never good enough. I always love when I go to the grocery store and I hear employees complaining about their boss. It's so professional. Have you heard that? Standing in line. Oh, you wouldn't believe what they did. Did you see my hours? They cut my hours. You know what I'm saying? This happens. The people of God, after being delivered, they started to complain. Why? Because they were looking back. You with me? They were looking at the opposition, the enemy. God had taken them the long way around for them now to die in the wilderness. Listen to what they were saying. Now we're standing in the grocery line listening to people, right? Listen to what it says. Is it because there are no graves in Egypt, Moses, that you took us to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Isn't this what we told you? Leave us alone so that we may serve the Egyptians. This is classic. Exodus 14, verse 12. It would have been better, Moses, for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. I bet this was heartbreaking for Moses. Isn't this what we do when God leads us to places of great difficulty? When we're left, when God leaves us in the dark, even if it's for just a little bit, no information, no details, in the dark. When we're left to walk by faith, we start to complain. Why? You ever ask God why? Why? They had lived under all those years of slavery, bondage, beatings, oppression, and they wanted to go back. Get this, church, they would rather die as slaves than die walking by faith with their God. Doesn't make sense. And yet, we behave like this at times, don't we? When life closes in on us, makes us feel uncomfortable, we retreat, we walk away, we give up, we quit. God had used Moses to lead this group out of Egypt, and now he was the focus of their complaints. Can I say it? I'm going to say it. Shame on them. Shame on them. Moses rallies the people. He says, stand firm. Stand firm. Everybody say, stand firm. This is a military term. Stand firm. Moses says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Stand firm and see. I love this. And see the Lord's salvation. He will provide for you today. For the Egyptian you see today, you will never see again. Moses didn't even have the full story. He didn't know about the way. In other words, God has provided a way out for us. Be still. Isn't that difficult? When we're praying for some things, Not only do we want it when we want it, but to just be still. I don't know about you, but I can't be still for a second. Drives Jillian nuts. Probably drives God nuts too. Where God is saying, David, be still. Be still. Pastor, I'm going through this. Be still. I'm battling this out. I'm trying to figure things out. I'm going through this. It's been a long time, God. Be still. Be still. This is what Moses is telling the Israelites. Be still. Be quiet. Believe. Just believe. It may seem dark. It may seem impossible, but God will save us. Amen? I don't know how, but I know God. You with me? How many times are we stuck in that place? I don't know how, but I know God. I know the God of the Bible. He's faithful. He's trustworthy. He's committed. He's committed. Moses says, He didn't lead us this far to let us fail, to let us die. Remember the promise, right? It always comes back to the promise. Remember the promise. I am Yahweh. I will deliver you. I will redeem you. I will take you as my people. I will be your God. Weren't they complaining? Right? Weren't they messy? I will be your God. Committed. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Regardless of the mess, regardless of the mistakes, regardless of the complaining, I will be your God. And you will be my people. I will give you the land that I have promised you. Let me close with the way out. We need to see this. The way out is what you came for, amen? The Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to break camp. As for you, lift up your staff. Stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground." When we did that baptism at Twin Lakes last week, when we were walking to the water, my 5-year-old kicked and said, "Dad, watch out for the seaweed. It's mucky." We got out a little further, and I said, "Kipton, there's some seaweed. Mucky, wet, swampy." God parted the Red Sea, and they walked through on dry ground. Two miracles in one. Amen? "I'm going to harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them." We serve a gracious God. "And I will receive," I love this, this is about the Lord and what He did. "I will receive glory by means of Pharaoh, all his army, and his chariots and horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I receive glory through Pharaoh, his chariots and his horsemen." Then the angel of God, who was going in front of the Israelites' force, moved and went behind them. The pillar of cloud moved from in front of them and stood behind them, and it came between the Egyptians and Israelite forces. The cloud was there in the darkness, yet it lit up the night. You with me? You need some encouragement this morning? The cloud was there in the darkness, yet it lit up the night, so neither group came near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord drove the sea back, amen, with a powerful east wind all that night and turned the sea into dry land. So the waters were divided. God made a way. It was the long way around. There was some complaining and issues. They had to walk by faith. Isn't that what God is doing in your life? With all of your struggles and battles and obstacles, God has already made a way for you. All you have to do is to continue to walk by faith. Move forward. The waters divided, and you will walk on dry ground. Let's pray, and then we're going to have our time of communion. God, we thank you for being faithful when we're faithless. God, we thank you that you're patient with us when we get frustrated with you. God, we're thankful that we are seeing you work. We're seeing you work. God, we give you the glory and the praise for the lives that have come to know Christ. The lives that are being transformed by your Son Jesus. The baptisms, God. The growth. God, would you help us disciple, mentor, and develop. God, may this church continue to be like your Son Jesus. Lord, we're thankful that through the cross, the burial, the death and burial and resurrection, you have given us a way through Jesus. Lord, I pray if there's one today that doesn't know you, that hasn't prayed and asked you to be Lord of their lives, that today would be the day that they would come forward in faith and say, I want to know your God. I want to know him. I'm a sinner in need of grace, in need of mercy, in need of forgiveness. I want him to be my God. I want to be his daughter. I want to be his son. God, that you would encourage them to move forward in faith. And I pray for the church as a whole. Lord, that we love each other, love this community, love the lost, the unchurched, the messy, the put together, the righteous and the unrighteous. God, that you would be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Hope Baptist Podcast. We appreciate your support. If you're looking for a church, or it's been a while since you've been to church, why don't you come and check out Houghton Baptist? We certainly love to have you. You can come as you are. We do. Also, if you're interested in giving, you can give by text. Just send a text to 906-346-1317 and follow the prompts from there. Again, thanks for listening to the podcast and have a great day.